Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. As far as this specific week, I don't know if the masses can handle the amount of high-quality music that just dropped, because I was just covering Burna Boy's album and talking about how his album has a lot of competition as far as Justin Bieber dropping, Travis Scott dropping, Pusha T dropping. And then I thought to myself, Giveon just dropped a whole album as well. So with that being said, Giveon dropped a whole album titled Beloved. And as far as that being mentioned, do know that, of course, with my GOAT, you know, he gives out alley-oops, and some people decides to 5 years later to hate on him for those alley-oops, calling him a pedophile. And other artists are appreciative of those alley-oops, and they come out on stage to perform along with him. As you can see right here, Giveon and Drake, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. But as you can see right here, this is Drake, this is Giveon. I'm not going to lie to you, this right here, I don't know if y'all can tell, but that is Giveon's glass of wine right there. Like, he had, you know, I don't know if Drake asked for it, but he gave it to him, and he drank from that glass. You know, at the end of the day, Drake's my favorite artist, but I have to keep it 8 more than 92. If a grown man hands me a glass, my first inclination is not to drink out of it, but you know, that's just me. So anyways, all jokes aside, Drake bringing out Giveon out to a show was beyond phenomenal, as we're going to dive into the entire Drake Wireless Festival and the way he went insane as far as bringing out certain guests we didn't even think of, as far as Lauryn Hill. I mean, who would have thought that was going to happen? So Drake also brought out Giveon, as you can see right here. He performed Chicago Freestyle, which to this day is one of my favorite Drake tracks in the world. Like, I really like when Drake gets, when he attaches himself to R&B singers, whether it's Giveon, whether it's Bryson Tiller. I think some of those collaborations have brought out the best in Drake as far as rapping, right? Because it really sets the stage. But you know what else sets the stage? Giveon's album. As I'm definitely excited to hop into this album, because if you don't know, 20s is the lead single for this album. So before you think like, oh, it's another Giveon album, I don't know how it's going to, compare to his latest projects, whether it's Take Time, whether it's Give or Take, whether it's When It's All Said and Done. But safe to say, he took some time in between Give or Take and Beloved, which he did not do when he first came out with his first album as far as Take Time, because back to back to back, he gave us album year after year after year, because you had Take Time, you had When It's All Said and Done, you had Give or Take. You just had a lot of albums in the span of 3 years. An album for every single one of those years, from 2020 all the way to 2022. And now it's 2025, and we're just getting another project from Giveon. So one could say Giveon can end up having one of the better R&B albums of the year, if not the best. Now, of course, I haven't heard it yet. I'm just saying, as far as Giveon's track record and as far as his singles for this particular year, when it comes to 20s, when it comes to him being on Teddy Swims' album, as far as the track Are You Even Real, which is to this day is my favorite, one of my favorite tracks of the year. I think what Teddy Swims and Giveon did on Are You Even Real is one of the realest takes on R&B as far as quality wise, right? I think it's the best R&B track that I've heard in quite some time. So Giveon, I think, is a top tier artist when it comes to R&B and when it just comes to musical creation. A lot of people only know Giveon from his breakout hits from the Chicago Freestyle with Drake or the Peaches from Justin Bieber. You can kind of see how he had a lot of alley-oops, but ultimately he capitalized off of it, which is not something a lot of artists can say as far as getting features from Justin Bieber and Drake in the span of what, well, I think it was the same year when Peaches, Did Peaches come out in 2020? Let me see. Peaches, when did this come out? So this came out, it was 2021, but close enough. So getting Drake and Justin Bieber features in the same, in the span of 2 years is insanity, right? So now he's following it up with a lot of albums, and now 3 years later, he still has a leg to stand on as he's putting out this album, Beloved. Now, as far as the charts, I always say quality does not equal engagement. So sometimes you could sell a lot and it not be quality. Sometimes you cannot sell at all, but it doesn't mean it's just straight trash, right? As far as giving us album Beloved and it having no features at all, right? And then you come to the fact that it's 14 tracks, 38 minutes in length. It's very apparent that he's relying on his ability to create an impactful project, which I'm not mad at. I mean, he took so much time. Safe to say that after 7 Grammy nominations, as far as his run in the past 2020 to 2022, and racking up 7 Grammy nominations, safe to say that he could easily carry an album by himself. So now that he took, 3 years to put out this album, it makes sense that there's no features, but engagement wise, I could see it being lackluster as far as that factor. But at the end of the day, I think the quality level is going to be through the roof. I think it may be some of the greatest R&B music as far as in the modern day that you've ever heard. And with that being said, I don't think there's any compliment that I could give that's higher than that. So I really respect Giveon in the way he's able to deliver certain R&B anthems. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Giveon's latest album, Beloved? And at the end of the day, will you be getting into his album? And if you already did, what is your favorite track from Giveon's album, Beloved?